Due to unforeseen circumstances, this radio show is currently off air.
This is Currently Off Air. In this transmission, you'll be hearing a mixtape of sounds from artists with links to Brighton, Bright Black, Yao Caravan, Tim Harbridge, Alsace Lorraine, Shalista Toro, Soundless Mind Eraser, Mino Licky, Naina Pari, and Johnny Schlackman. Welcome to the show.
Fishing boats, leave your offices in the tall skyscrapers, leave all that is routine and commonplace, and come with us for a while. Come with us to where man has never been, but to where he will go, as certain as the passing of time.
When you get into one of these groups, there's only a couple ways you can get out. One is death, the other is mental institutions.
Put your pants up, Al. We're going downtown.
And action. That was an intro from the very first Currently Off Air show from July 2010, 10 years old today. Happy birthday to the show. In Finland, Mino Licky passed the time during the lockdown making audio collages using two CDJ decks, a mixer and a Walkman. Here's a piece reflecting on his time shut away before his country lifted the lockdown in June.
Solution.
Featuring the voices of John Lennon, Arthur Russell, Vincent Gallo, Lee Hazelwood and King Krul, that was Mino Licky Loops with I So Late. And this is Bright Black.
Bright Black is myself, Simon, and Myra. What we mainly do is art made with video game technologies, so virtual reality, augmented reality, video game stuff. But we also make music. And we've been making music for our virtual reality experiences, but in lockdown we started making an album, and that album will be released as a VR experience on itch.io, which is a website where you can download video game content. So it's going to be an experience where you start in a very weird dreamlike kind of sphere, and depending on what you do inside that space, you get transported into one of 9 tracks. And this is the first track we recorded. So we made this track after we had been to the Black Lives Matter protest in London. We saw all the signs that were all laid out by the Houses of Parliament. There was literally thousands of signs laid on the floor, and it was really beautiful to look at. And so we took photos of a lot of those signs, and then we came back and we recorded a track really quickly. In fact, within 24 hours, we'd recorded the track, made a virtual reality experience to go with it, and then rendered out a music video. The music video itself has slave ships blowing up, police helicopters blowing up, and statues blowing up and toppling into the water, like the ones in Bristol. Obviously the one in Bristol didn't blow up, but ours did. We then tried to promote the music video on Facebook, and they banned it because they said it might affect the election in America, which is quite a compliment, isn't it, for us, that we could potentially affect the election. This particular album is the first artwork we've made which you can get online only. Everything else was always designed for touring. So now we've just gone into overdrive, because it's one of the things we can do really quickly. Making music you can do real quick, and the making VR experiences is real quick as well. And we can also do it remotely when we're not in the same place together. Yeah, it's nice to be making music like that again, instead of just soundtracks for films or soundtracks for VR experiences or whatever.
So technically this is Immersive Story Lab episode 4. So
the podcast is called Immersive Story Lab. We started Immersive Story Lab last year. It's a think tank and community and course which tours around the world concerning itself with the future of media focused mainly on interactive, playable culture, video games, video game arts, virtual reality, augmented reality, and all of those things. And so the podcast is about extrapolating from current media trends, thinking about what culture is going to be in the next few years or 10 years' time, let's say. It's us and others thinking out where culture is going. And it's very political, actually, because it's all about the way that culture is changing to move away from a hierarchical situation where certain people are creators and other people are consumers to something that was sort of evolved out of video games, which is where artworks are things for audiences to play around in and create within themselves like that.
How has the lockdown changed what Bright Black do?
In 2019, we were in 15 different countries. We had a whole load of touring set for this year, starting with Kosovo in March. And so that got cancelled and then everything else got cancelled. So very quickly, what we had to do was think about how we reach into people's houses and that the artworks we make and Immersive Story Lab have an interesting correlation during lockdown, because culture in the UK is paid for from lottery tickets, which is essentially money from poorer people's pockets, let's say, in general. Wealthy people don't tend to buy lottery tickets. But the culture that it pays for doesn't generally get enjoyed by those same people. So we've had to think of this as an opportunity to try and reach out into those homes while people were in lockdown, particularly in that first month and a half where people really were locked down. We were thinking hard about how can we get into the houses of people who are paying for a lot of the stuff that we do through things like Arts Council. So all of our work had to go online, essentially. And that includes the Immersive Story Lab course. And we were able to give away a lot of free places to get sort of more people coming on it. We got some funding from Arts Council to do that. During lockdown, we've recorded 3 podcasts. There's a 3rd fanzine coming out. We have recorded all this music. We've made quite a lot of VR. And we have done quite a lot of Immersive Story Labs.
That was Bright Black. More from them later. This is a recording of a blackbird in a tree outside the window of Johnny Schlackman. Johnny applied some noise reduction, pitched the voice an octave down, then another octave down, before combining these recordings to make this track, Bird Bass for Buddha. You are listening to Currently Off Air, and this is Yael Caravan.
So, thinking about it, it seems like the really most crucial thing about this time is breath, no? Breathing. This action that is so involuntary that we do on a regular basis, breathing in and breathing out, taking the outside world into our inner world, and then exhaling our inner world into the outside world. And here we are, with the fear of being unable to breathe, with slogans like I Can't Breathe that move us all over the world into action, into reaction, into solidarity. We breathe in and we breathe out. We breathe in and we breathe out. This is like an ocean of oxygen and carbon dioxide connecting us all. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feeling the inside with the outside, the outside with the inside, the space in between my lips, my lungs, you and me, me and the tree, air, fresh air. Can you breathe? I can't breathe. Inspiration. I get inspired by the air that enters. I get expired by the air that exits. Inside, outside, breathing in, breathing out. Never stop to share. To exchange, to breathe. I can't breathe. I breathe. I can't breathe. I breathe. We breathe. We share the air right now.
Walking at a slant across the pebble banks, you begin to get tired as you pass the iron skeleton of the West Pier. The phone in your pocket vibrates. A voice rushes into your ear like the waves on the beach. There is panic, a need for counsel and consoling. It appears that the caller has apocalyptic visions of her abilities at a computer terminal. With one click of the mouse, she imagines an entire network collapsing, millions of users being spat out of their online endeavors and misdemeanors, their peccadilloes. She imagines power cuts, pylons collapsing across motorways, lorry pileups, food shortages, barren supermarkets. The post-apocalypse begins immediately. When in fact, she has accidentally minimized her internet browser. You tell her it will be all right, even though you cannot be sure. She seems calmed by this, and hangs up just after suggesting checking your messages once in a while. You sit back down on the pebbles and call the answer phone.
Next, new message received today.
Hello? Are you around? It might be good to meet. I think I need to talk to somebody. Staying safe at home is starting to drag. How dangerous can a walk on the beach be? Anyway, call me if you get this.
Next, new message received today.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to see you earlier. We're looking at grass all afternoon. Never paid so much attention to grass. Who does? Never had such a vested interest in flattening the curb. You know what I'm like? My dad loved Sophia Loren. Who didn't? Ruthie came by. Couldn't let her in. There's no social distance in my place. We yelled at each other through the window. Should have never got double glazing. Shot myself hoarse. More clapped out than a 3:30 at Kemp Town. Oh yeah, after yesterday you owe me 33 quid and a tricolour pepper salad. Anyway, laters.
Next, new message received today.
Hey, are you there? Can you hear me? What? Oh, the answer phone. I hate these things. What do you say? What can you say? Anyway, yeah, sorry, I better get it off, otherwise I'll clog it all up. So, hope you're keeping well. Keep taking the tablets. Only joking. Give me a call when you can. You've got to see my new iguana. She's a beauty. What? Oh, he's a beauty. See ya.
Next, new message.
Yeah, it's me again. I've just asked this guy whether I could borrow his lighter. He says to me, absolutely. What's with all this absolutely? What happened to yes? Why is everybody avoiding yes? The answer is yes or no, surely, not absolutely. Yes is enough. No? Absolutely. It's like three yeses stacked on top of each other, like an affirmation grande. It's too much for everyday use, isn't it? Absolutely. All right, mate. Calm down, sunshine. What comes next when absolutely is no longer enough? Positively, unconditionally, infinity, universally. Anyway, see ya.
Next, new message received today.
Good afternoon, Mr. Blank. I'm glad to report that we have found and recovered your vehicle. It had been abandoned in a car park by Devil Dyke. It's got a few scrapes, but appears to be in good working order. Although you might want to get your mechanic to give it the once-over. Contact us at your earliest convenience to arrange collection. Thank you.
Next, new message received today.
Hey, so you've not been returning the calls. Yeah, I know it's rough, but the lockdown's ending now. We'll get back to it. I wonder if you wanted to join us.
Your message will be saved for 7 days. End of messages.
Now let's leave the beach to find Tim Harbridge in bed, sleepless.
Over and over and round in my head, all the things that were said. Snowballing, snowballing now, going faster and faster as they're rolling down. And I won't sleep tonight, though my eyes are shut tight tonight. Won't dream tonight, no, nothing takes fight. Over, over, round, faster, 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 yeah, yeah. Over, over, round, faster, 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 yeah, yeah. I toss and I turn and I twist in my bed, but the damage is done. Keeps calming and calming, just like the undead. Oh, and I'm on the run, and I won't sleep tonight, though my eyes are shut tight tonight. Won't dream tonight. No, nothing takes flight. But if I should slip away for a moment of sweet reverie, oh no, no, if my boat had set sail on the moonlit and pillowy sea, but your rage is like crashing waves. Your words are like watery graves. Roll me over and over and over and over and over.
I was going to talk about Alsace Lorraine. She was a drag character I came up with when we were doing some cabaret stuff. I had the character before I had the name, and my accent was so sort of bad. It was like all of the characters of Allo Allo rolled into one. The joke, my very private joke to myself, was that she was a little bit French and a little bit German, and then Alsace Lorraine appeared. Because it's a little bit French, a little bit German. And yeah, she was fun to be, because, you know, not everybody's tried dressing up, but it really helps you to be somebody else, become something else, and to express yourselves in ways that you didn't know were possible. And when we were talking about contributing some ideas for this show, I thought of Alsace Lorraine, and I remembered a cabaret that we put on at the Rose Hill, myself and Yale, and Chalice and others. And I remembered we had some video of it, and so I looked at that, which was kind of funny in places, full of mistakes, and because we really put the show together on the back of a fag packet, which was part of its charm, you know, and I'm kind of glad we did that. But when I isolated the audio, you know, it was this wonderful feeling. I could hear audiences again. I haven't heard and be able to part of an audience or felt an audience as a performer for so long now that I'm beginning to forget what it's like. But to hear the audience, to hear their incredulity, to hear their joyful shock, and when you can't see the images, you don't know what they're laughing at, and there's an intrigue to that which I really love. So it was something I really felt I wanted to share.
Bon, my joie de vie. You picked a final time to me. Like now, oh my joie de vie. I was a friend of me. And how, oh my joie de vie. So where are you, my je ne sais quoi? Where's my eye? I don't know what. Where's the light in all my dark? Oh, my joie de vie. Where's the fire? Where's the spark? My va-va-voom and my spark. A little spunk can go so far. Oh, my joie de vie. So where are you, my je ne sais quoi? Where's my eye? I don't know what. Where's the light in all my dark? Oh, my joie de vie. So where's that twinkle in my eye? Where's that dimple in my smile? Where's that tingle down my thigh? Oh, my joie de vie. 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 So where are you, my je ne sais quoi?
a light in all my doors. Oh, my joie de vie. And there's a deeper shade of blue to every singer singing this. And all alone, je regrette tout. Oh, my joie de vivre.
Recorded at the Rose Hill in Brighton, that was Tim Harbridge as Alsace-Lorraine, accompanied by Joe Watson on accordion. Let's leave the Rose Hill and return to Yael Karavan to check whether she's still breathing.
Inspirar, expirar, inspirar, expirar, inspirar, expirar, inspirar, expirar. Um círculo infinito de se encher e se vaziar sem parar. De ar, como ficar, estar, pensar. Nadar, amar, o ar sempre presente em nós. Inspiração de criação, de pulsação, de definição. Expiração, um esvazio. Que esvazia. Que palavra linda. Se vaziar. Vaziar. Também nela tem ar. O ar existe em todos os lugares. Olha. Dentro. Olha. Fora. Sempre lá.
This is the sound of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada, and a piece by Naina Pari.
For people in the UK who have never visited the city, can you tell us anything about Toronto?
Okay, so I think that Toronto is a very special town. It's like a giant laboratory where there are so many people that are from different ethnic backgrounds when they first moved to Canada. And what's very interesting about this laboratory that Toronto is here in Toronto, you have many people now that are second or third generation immigrants, and they speak English flawlessly, even way better than I do. They're fully culturally integrated, although of course they keep part of their former culture and religion and many other things like this. But what's interesting to see is when somebody speaks English exactly like everybody else, and that they were brought up in the education system, they're fully functioning in society, and it doesn't prevent them from being promoted or anything like that. So it shows you that racism maybe is not based on color, maybe it's not based on religion, creed, or other things like that. Maybe it's just a question of being so different from each other. And when you're not so different, it doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. There's nowhere else in the world where you can see this giant laboratory right now.
Thank you.
people in the UK who've never visited the city, can you tell us anything about Toronto?
I'm First Nations, and this is First Nations land. It used to be called Tukaranto. It's the meeting place, and it's from the tribes that used to live here are Mississauga of the New Credit, and the Haudenosaunee people used to reside on this land. And they still do. I actually work for a company. They are based out of Six Nations called Kahawi Dance Theater. And that's just part of the city, you know? There's lots of different culture and arts happening all the time. And you basically, you can see all the world here in one place.
You are listening to Currently Off Air. That was Naina Paris. Through the traffic sounds of Lakeshore Boulevard West in Toronto, I can just about hear the pealing of the bells of Galicia, which must mean that it's time to hear from Shalice de Toro.
Protest song. Inside the broken glass of night, a girl with a doll that has lost its head weeps inconsolably, and you do not listen, for you are engrossed in counting your coins. P.S. A shot sounds out. The dark breaks into transparent pieces. The moon bleeds. The stars cover their eyes. All silent is the start of a story. I am not here. I live in an intimate moment, in the time that an eye needs to weep a tear. I flee towards a horizon yet to be invented.
That was Shalice del Toro. Let's return to Simon from Bright Black, reflecting on the changing circumstances of life and work under lockdown.
I mean, another thing that's kind of interesting about lockdown is that, unlike most crises, it happened everywhere, all over the world. So everybody was in lockdown, which meant that your whole audience, you knew exactly where they were, in front of their computer a lot of the time. And so when we did Immersive Story Lab, suddenly instead of people being just from Albania, if we were there, or just from Australia, or if we were in Sydney or whatever, suddenly our participants were from all over the place. The first one we did, there was people from Nairobi, as well as from the UK, as well as from the US. It's almost like that beautiful thing about internet culture where everybody's sort of a citizen of nowhere came to sort of flowering in those Immersive Story Labs. And in terms of our collaborations, in terms of the discussions we've started having about what we're going to do in the next 12 months. We're in discussions about touring for 2021. There is no real replacement for being right in front, right in people's mush, right? When you're having interesting conversations, you can do it by Zoom, but it's somehow more exhausting. And also, I guess, when we're touring and we're performing shows and we're running courses, a big part of it is you're eating the same food as the people there, you're hanging out in the same place, they take you to their favorite bar, they recommend their favorite restaurant, and you get a flavor for that place. And I think that's a big part of being an artist now. We became much more globalized, our concerns became much more connected, we became more postmodern, and certainly in the last 5 years with really heavy touring, it's very interesting how everywhere I've been on my own and with Myro as we've toured together, how it doesn't really matter where we go anymore. There's always people who kind of get what we're talking about, that we understand the world on the basis of internet culture rather than national culture. So I'm really looking forward to getting back to touring for that reason. In a weird way, I kind of miss those early days of the lockdown because it was such a weird apocalyptic environment. I never really feared the virus itself. I was more scared of not making a living. So it was sort of exciting. Going into central London was particularly strange. It was a bit like 28 days later because not many people actually live in the center of London. So we were skateboarding all around Southwark, all around Waterloo, all along the South Bank, London Bridge, all around where our studio was, and it was so deserted. There was just a few little small gangs of, you know, young people on bikes whizzing about, and a lot of police stopping people asking where they were going. It was like being in a movie. I saw people stockpiling petrol. So I got like 10 litres of petrol in, hidden away in the backyard. I got extra food in, all that kind of stuff. And in my car, I was driving back and forwards to my studio in London, and I thought, well, you know, if I get stuck. So there was food in there. I had like 5 litres of surgical spirit. I had rubber gloves. We cut up loads of Adidas tracksuits and turned them into Adidas face masks and all that kind of stuff. I found that all quite fun, to be honest. My life is so built around socializing with people. To get my social fix, I was going to the park every day, skateboarding around this park that has really beautiful slopes. And there was a coffee van there, so I was getting my coffee, you know. Within a week, I was friends with the guy who sells the coffee. And then there was such a small ensemble cast who were there every day. And there was one woman who never seemed to be not jogging around the park. There was another dude who was also skateboarding around the park every day whenever I went there. And it was just like 10 or 15 people. And we got to know each other, right? And it was quite nice. And then when the lockdown eased properly for the first time, suddenly the next day there was all these sort of families, bleary-eyed, all with masks on, all kind of looking slightly scared of what they were going to find outside after being locked up for so long. Within 2 days, they'd all chilled out. I mean, we're in Brighton, right? So the beach became the surrogate for pubs and clubs and hanging out. And so very quickly, there was lots of people around, and it didn't take long before they kind of just relaxed. Yeah, I think we're going to be boring kids with the stories of this for decades. When my kids, who are 7 now, are you know, in their 60s and 70s, they're going to be telling their grandchildren about when they were kids and they weren't able to go to school and how cool it was to play Minecraft for 8 hours a day and go to the park and not go to school.
Like the legendary long hot summer and drought of 1976.
Do you remember the ladybird plague? That was that summer. There was a plague of ladybirds all over the country. Me and my friends, we lived on this little estate in that proper 70s style. All the kids were always in the streets. Lots of weird, bad things went down in streets where kids played in the streets like that. Lots of amazing things as well. What I remember of the ladybird plague that happened at a certain point was the news started doing what the news does. It made it frightening. It was saying that some of the ladybirds had started biting people, which is probably utter nonsense. We went round with a bucket, sweeping them off leaves and filling this bucket. I remember having this bucket full to the brim of ladybirds. I mean, that doesn't sound real, does it? But it was real. I had such a cafe life before, but now that cafe life has turned into going to the park and getting a coffee and doing my emails sitting on a bench. So I think the one thing that's going to scupper all of that is going to be cold, because we've had really nice weather, right? I've been outside a lot. If we have a second bump in the coronavirus rate and it's cold, I reckon that's going to suck. I reckon that's gonna suck. Yeah, the best place to find us would be at bright-black.org. And if you go there, you'll find there's a button called Swag. And if you go to Swag, you'll find our podcasts, you'll find our fanzine, you'll find our music and videos and the software that we've released. Artworks that are software.
That was Bright Black. For 10 Thursdays from March to May 2020, citizens of the UK gathered on their balconies, leant out their windows, and stood outside of their houses to join a clap for our carers. Audio Collage Collective Soundless Mind Eraser recorded these short bursts of applause every week in Brighton and combined the recordings with 10 tape loops of a pump organ manufactured about the same year the NHS was formed, 72 years ago. Here's their piece, in collaboration with hundreds of clapping strangers. Clap your hands. As we reach the end of this broadcast, I'd like to take a moment to remember the late Rob Hingley, who passed to the other side in May, and is doubtless, as I speak, grooving to some obscure Japanese freak psych rock band who released a solitary three-sided LP in 1972, wrapped in a gatefold sleeve made of banana skin and perforated acid blotter. And listen out for Rob tonight. When you turn out the light, the sound of a gentleman cracking open the final can of the evening, drinking down the very last dregs of goodness from the day, and laughing himself slowly to sleep.
Inspire, expire, inspire.
expire. Je suis inspiré. Dedans, dehors. Ça entre. Ça sort. L'air a l'air d'être en galère. Car on dit que peut-être il y en aura plus de l'air. Mais non, ça n'a pas l'air. Inspiration totale. Expiration. Exprimation. Expectaculation. Du temps qui passe en nous sans arrêt. Respirer. Exprimer. Entre
les roquines,
autant. Lèvres, mes poumons,
les chimies, les chiffres,
la gorge, je te tiens en l'air. Ça n'a pas l'air.
Le fnim, la route,
je t'inspire, je t'expire, tu m'inspires, on expire. On ne peut pas. Arrêtez de respirer.
Rakuta,
il faut continuer.
Peima, aha, peima. Neshima, neshifa.
Sans arrêt.
Agluyada.
That was Yael Caravan, whose breathing pieces were adapted from her new collaboration with Rita Valena, Mama, which looks at themes of planet Earth and Mother Earth. To hitch a ride with the caravan's never-ending road trip, visit yaelcaravan.com. For music, VR, zine, podcasts and videos from Bright Black, visit bright-black.org. Tim Harbridge's music is available on timharbridge.bandcamp.com. Shalice de Toro is a writer and performer and long-term resident of Brighton, but currently exiled in his homeland of Galicia. Naina Pari is an artist and composer from Toronto who makes art under various pseudonyms. Enjoying the summer in post-lockdown Finland, Mino Liki is building an hour-long mix of his live loops for a future currently off-air transmission. Johnny Schlackman has been making cassettes of his new age music at home for his own amusement since the 1990s. And Soundless Mind Eraser created an hour-long mix for this show in March, which will eventually be available on our website, currentlyoffair.com, where you can also find track listings and links to all the artists featured in this show, as well as hearing previous transmissions. We'll be back with a new transmission on the first Sunday in August. Let's play out with the outro from the first ever Currently Off Air transmission from July 2010. Until next time, thanks for listening.
As the lonely barber blows the last tune to the Lushtad dame at the back of the room, and a brownstone greeting chafes at the meeting of the bandstand leader as he squints through the gloom. Taillights fade into the night's obscurities. Packet of old gold, Liberty's on its knees.
I often stop by here for a cup of coffee.
And the band plays on like broken donuts, coffee, whiskey, and rye. And through it all, through the uptown swell of mornings after the night before, Harlem, Rockefeller, East River, Hudson, and Harbor, you'll always find me here, transmitting downtown.
Unfortunately, this radio show is currently off air.
And cut.